We were just talking about locations, but I was really curious. In the film, working with your DP Maz, I love the darkness in the film. Can you talk about capturing the certain sequences and how much fun that must have been plotting? It seems like you guys were going for something really fun with the way the angles worked, especially.
Sure. Yes, no, we had a lot of conversations with Maz. You know, that was another part of the production that happened, like, very last minute. I talked to a couple of DPs, interviewed different DPs, and Maz happened to be the one to do this film, and he came on board a little bit late, but from the beginning, we connected very well. He read the script. I shared some of, you know, some references for what I had in mind. This obviously is, this film is happening during like one night, and everything happens during night, and everything is, you know, sort of has to sort of be captured in darkness, and darkness plays a very crucial element where it has to be dark enough where there's mystery within that, you know, within the image, but at the same time not too dark where you could still see what's happening within that imagery. And you know, Maz was the one to capture that. He knew exactly the amount of light to use and the subtlety of the light, playing with the shadows, playing, you know, we had these the elements in the script of the neon light and flickering throughout the film, and he beautifully captured that. With in terms of angles, we really were, since it was such a last minute and we didn't really get to go over the shot list together, we would go on set and we would talk about the scene and we would go with our feelings, and you know, that's how we would pick those shots.
Wow, that's very impressive. I figured there was a lot. I figured it was very rigid in that sense. That's amazing to hear. I'd love to ask, as far as jumping into feature, the length of the shoot, did you feel any different than previous films, or was this, you know, did it feel second nature already?
It was, of course, very difficult. It's, you know, the one thing they recommend a lot of first-time, you know, feature filmmakers is to avoid three things, which is shooting at night, shooting with, you know, babies and animals, and I've been for all three. So it was already, you know, a difficult start, and we had to shoot it, you know, within 17 days, which was already difficult with the amount of shots we had in the hotel, and then there were certain limitations where we could only shoot in the lobby of the hotel after 10 p.m. because it was a working hotel. We didn't have the whole location to ourselves. You know, with the baby, we only had the baby for a certain amount of hours in a day, you know, following all the rules. And it was very, very difficult, but and the transition for me, it was, you know, everything was double of, you know, the stress and the amount of work, everything that I had to put toward this specific film versus the short film. So it was a big transition, but you know, with you know, this great crew that we had, I was able to get through it, and we all got through it, and had you know, were able to put something magical within the amount of days and limitations that we had.
Were you able to sit in on your Santa Barbara screenings, or do you not like to watch your films?
It was actually very fun for me. I was very stressed, and you know, had butterfly in my stomach before watching it for the first time with the audience, but just being there with the audience and listening to the reactions, you know, every time like something would happen, and just overall them following the story, it was a very different experience, because I watched this film like maybe 1,000 times, and, you know, I'm sick of it already. but watching it with the audience, it was completely a different experience. It was just like I was watching the film for the first time, and different energy. So it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, great experience, and at the end of it, it was just, you know, amazing. I think that's why we make films, just to watch, you know, watch it with the audience and make sure they enjoy it, they follow it, and they, you know, become part of that journey, and, you know, how they react to it is the best award a filmmaker can get.
You know, it's tough to know which festivals you'll land and where you'll land, where your film will premiere. Right. Now that you've gotten past the world premiere, is there any festivals with a horror film that you want to try and get into that you've certainly submitted to, or are you just hoping to see what comes and pops up with the film?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going forward, would like to get to one of the, top tier, like Toronto, that level festival. But we actually, I'm not allowed to mention the name yet, but we have gotten into one of the very top horror genre film festivals, and that they watch the film and they're excited about, so we're looking forward to going, you know, there. But from there on, you know, we're just waiting to see, you know, which festivals take us, and hopefully get distribution, because this film, after these two screenings, I feel like it has to be shown in theater, and, you know, it's something that if it gets out widely in theaters, people will go and watch it and will enjoy this experience, because it's not just a, you know, Iranian horror film, it's not just a foreign film. Once you watch it, you're able to get passed through the subtitles, and then it pretty much feels like an American film, an American-made film, and, you know, you're really into the story, and I think, you know, it would have a great impact on the horror fan, but overall, any genre audience.
Well, I know I was scared and petrified during certain moments, so I definitely felt the emotion, and I only got to see it on my laptop, but I was scared shitless during certain scenes, so you did a good job in this sense.
Thank you. You know, it's definitely a very different experience in theater, watching it, and, you know, I definitely did notice that. And, you know, it's a movie that you have to watch in theater with the sound system and, you know, big screen to really feel yourself in the movie.
Very cool. Well, I'd love to know, you brought up at the very beginning, the production company, Mammoth Pictures. Do you guys have your next couple of films kind of thought out, and are you going to stay in the director's chair?
Yes, no, we do have a couple of ideas that we're working on. We continued that screenplay competition the second year, too, so we have received a lot of scripts. We're going over them. There are two specific stories. One is in the same genre, and then one is a drama. We're still, you know, talking. We're deciding which direction to go, but we are opening up into stories in this genre, but also, you know, other genre that focuses on, you know, human stories and human condition. And those are the type of films that we want to be able to make. I'd love to be able to, you know, produce some of these films too, and not just only directing. Directing definitely is my passion.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate the time. I was so glad to hear that it had a good world premiere, and I can't wait to find out where the secret horror film fest is. I'll be looking out for it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Reverse in sweat.